Where your party station joins the world of basketball. This is the Courtside Podcast with Jake and Aiden.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Courtside Podcast with your host. I'm Jake.
And I'm Aiden.
And the NBA offseason is in full swing right now with free agents and trading going on with multiple teams. We're going to start off right off the bat with Chris Paul, who was recently traded from Oklahoma City to the Phoenix Suns. Aiden, what are your takes on that?
Yeah, so for people that didn't listen to this trade, it's a pretty big one. Chris Paul and Abdel Nader were sent to the Phoenix Suns for Kelly Oubre Jr., Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen Lecque, and a 2022 first-round pick. So this is a huge, huge deal. Phoenix, as many people know, have not been good over the last couple years. They have a star in Devin Booker. They have a rising star in DeAndre Ayton. Yep. I love that duo. I think Chris Paul can come in, be a great veteran, help Devin Booker build his game even more. And I think they could be a pretty good squad. Obviously, in the West, a lot is different.
Some people will question Chris Paul's ability because he is, you know, as a little – he's old. But the guy averaged a career high of 18.7 points a game with 6 rebounds and 1.5 assists during the 2019-2020 season, which is actually crazy.
Well, Jake, let me say this. You're never going to get younger in life. You're only going to get older. Last year, I know, and if you didn't know, Chris Paul was on Oklahoma City, like we just said. They had a 0.2% chance to make the playoffs last year, and I think they ended as a 6th seed. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm actually.
I'm
going to take that back, actually. Chris Paul averaged 5 assists a game, which is even higher than I expected. But, yeah, go on.
Yeah, but they weren't expected to do what they do. I'm not going to say Chris Paul was the reason why they went that far. I'm going to say it was definitely chemistry. I think Chris Paul came in, helped Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the shooting guard for Oklahoma City, kind of built him up, and they just got traded. So I hope this can work. I'm not going to say this is a long-term thing. I think if Chris Paul doesn't play well this season, he's either done or he's gone from the NBA. I don't see him. This is a do-or-die season for Chris Paul in my eyes. I don't know what you see. Maybe you could say but
yeah, it's the young pair that I like seeing right now. It's Chris Paul and Devin Booker on the court together. I think
Chris Paul's not young.
I'm saying the young pair of Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton that are now going to be facing up with a veteran of Chris Paul. Chris Paul on the court with Devin Booker, I definitely like that. I think that they can have some chemistry going on. We've seen what player Devin Booker is becoming. Like you said, he's becoming a star in this NBA league. And yeah, Chris Paul could be old, but the guy averaged a good amount of points last season. Who knows? I think he can do the same in Phoenix, and I think that he can help out that Phoenix team because I think it's a win-win for Phoenix. They're getting a guy who has experience. They're getting a veteran. They're getting a guy who can help in the locker room. I think it's a great deal for Phoenix.
I got to be honest, Jake. I didn't love this trade. Here's why. First off, I've never heard of this guy, Abdel Nader. I don't think anybody's ever heard of him. I don't even know what position he plays. You're giving up a 38 or 37-year-old Chris Paul. I think Kelly Oubre came off of a great season.
35.
I think he's older, but he's 35. They just gave up Kelly Oubre, who I saw a lot of highlights from. I thought he was playing great. Giving away Ricky Rubio, who I thought had a really good season. Ty Jerome, I think, is going into his second year. Jalen Lecque was a big name in high school, hasn't produced in the NBA yet.
Yep.
And don't forget, you're also giving up a first-round pick in the 2022 draft that kind of looks very good. If anybody follows high school basketball, a lot of great players are coming out of that class going into the 2022 class. You never know where this pick will really end up.
Yep.
But I don't love this because I don't think Chris Paul will be in the league by the time the 2022 pick comes around. And I know OKC is grabbing a lot of picks. I think they have 18 first-round picks from – this year, which already happened, to 2026.
Yeah. OKC is changing their program around. I think they're doing a great job with acquiring a lot of picks.
Yeah, but I didn't love this trade for OKC. I think they're trying to really break everything down. And
well, would you rather see Chris Paul another year in OKC?
I don't love Chris Paul overall.
Okay.
I didn't even know he played that well. I think it was kind of a limp. They kind of just gave him the All-Star because he's an old vet. I don't think he really deserved it. I don't even think Devin Booker was an All-Star this year. Was he? I'm not trying to say he's not.
I don't think he was.
I don't believe. Also, I know for a fact Bradley Beal wasn't an all-star.
Yep.
And he's in the East, which doesn't make a difference. But I think that the all-star game is kind of changing. So they're kind of drafting. It's not a West team and an East team anymore. So that definitely – it doesn't click right in my head that you're putting a 35-year-old Chris Paul into the all-star game and not a 33-point-per-game Bradley Beal. But other than that, I don't think Chris Paul is going to be in the league much longer.
I can agree.
I think this
I can
is a do-or-die thing now.
Yeah.
I think this is a do-or-die thing now, and it's either Phoenix is going to sink because Chris Paul can't play well and doesn't really help the team. But I've definitely seen a lot of video of Chris Paul, Devin Booker already getting shots up, already working together.
Yeah.
I think Chris Paul's a great vet, and I think he can help him. But it's not confirmed that he will, you know?
Yeah, and we also want to know what you guys think about this trade because this is a pretty big one. As people know, Chris Paul has been an all-star for many years in the NBA, has a long career, and now he's taking his talents to Phoenix. So we shall see what happens.
I want to move on to this next one. I'm excited. The headline that I've been hearing is the beard to Brooklyn. I think this could be very interesting, and here's why. James Harden, if you have not heard, denied a 2-year, $103 million contract. If he signed that contract, James Harden
can we just stop right there? That is unbelievable. That is crazy money that he turned down. It's never
before seen money.
Yes, exactly.
No NBA player in history has ever been paid $50 million to play in 1 year. James Harden would have 100% gotten that. As you've seen in the contract, do the math, 103 divided by 2.
Yep.
I think it's about 51 and a half.
Yep.
So he would have even beaten 50. He probably would have gotten $51.5 million. He turned this down. So I don't see him staying in Houston. I wouldn't cancel it out, but if you deny a $50 million deal, there's really nothing he's going to do to stay.
The beard could
be
returning.
So I think that's a do or die.
Yep.
And the only reason why, Jake, is because I think he's still under contract for another 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, this is
– I personally believe, and I want to go on this and then I want to let you speak, Jake. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off, but I truly believe that James Harden is a top three talent in the NBA.
Okay.
The things that I have seen this guy do in the last 3 years, I have never seen a human being on this earth do. He's averaging 35 points per game. He's leading the league in points per game. He's carrying Houston by himself. I honestly think it hurt him that Russell Westbrook came to Houston last season. But – I truly believe James Harden will not fit anywhere else in the NBA. And here's why, and I don't want to cut this off, Jake, because I'm kind of going on a little point right now. James Harden leads the league in, I think, ball touches, in ISOs. He can't get down in any other team. And the teams that they're talking about are the 76ers, Brooklyn. Those are the two main teams that have Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid.
He needs his own
KD,
team.
KD, Kyrie. 100%.
He needs
That's
his
what
own
I'm kind
team.
Of getting at. I also think with Brooklyn, they're not going to have that big three they're looking for. Houston isn't stupid. Houston is either getting KD or Kyrie in this trade. If I was the Brooklyn GM, I personally believe James Harden is sky times better than Kyrie Irving. I would do that in a heartbeat. Obviously, you're giving up more than that, but if you could put James Harden and KD on a court together – I think they're running through every team in the NBA.
I just don't know.
That's my take on it. I want you to talk about it now.
I
want to have a little debate on this.
I just don't know if the Rockets want Kyrie Irving.
I don't think he's a great player.
Want Kyrie Irving. There are a lot of teams that don't want him because of his attitude and the way he acts off the court. Don't get me wrong.
They have Russell Westbrook right now. Don't forget
that's
that.
That's true. The two point guards, not a good idea right now.
Wouldn't
two,
work.
Two all-star point guards. But Kyrie Irving, how I look at it, don't get me wrong, great player on the court, has the best handles I've ever seen. This guy can score at the rim very easily. He can stay in the air for a long time, good at finishing and everything. But off the court, he is a total mess. And
somebody I love comparing Kyrie Irving to, Jake, is Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown, if he never got into the legal trouble, if he never went through all that stuff he went through in Oakland and Pittsburgh and New England, I think he's the best receiver in the league. I think things that he could do is amazing. And like you're saying, Kyrie Irving's a great ball handler. Yeah, he's a great ball handler. I think he's at the end of the top five for point guards.
Yep.
With some of these point guards coming out the last couple of years, Jamal Murray really sparked it. Damian Lillard's now 100% in this conversation. I don't know where you put Kyrie Irving. I think I would need to sit down and kind of view every point guard in the league and kind of associate that. But those are – and obviously don't forget Steph Curry.
Of course.
But those are three guys that I think are sky times better than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, Kyrie Irving didn't play much last season. The season was cut short. I haven't really watched him play in a long time. But
he's also he's also injury prone.
Yeah, of course.
Which doesn't help. You know, back to the James Harden whole idea of where he's going to go. For the listeners out there that didn't know, he posted on his Instagram story, and I actually have a water bottle in my hands right now, and he went like this. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but that's cap. After the report came out that he declined a $50 million plus a year contract with a contract extension with the Rockets, he took it to Instagram on his Instagram story and took a bottle cap.
He is sponsored. James Harden is sponsored by Body Armor, which is a drink. He pretty much had a video. He screwed off the cap of the bottle and kind of just placed it on the ground and
zoomed
in
on it. So,
he may be calling cap.
He might be.
We don't 100%
he's
know.
He's trolling the internet, I would say, but we don't know what's going to actually happen with him. We are definitely going to be on the grill right now. We are literally going to be focused on free agency and trade news and all the other news in the NBA coming up in a couple of days. So you guys should stay tuned to that. So
Jake,
we're going to figure out what's going to happen with James Harden.
Jake, I want to leave it on this topic with you, and then we'll move on to the next topic. If you could say right now for everybody listening, where do you think James Harden's going to end up in 2020-2021 season?
James Harden will end up staying as a Houston Rocket.
And 100%.
I
think it is.
Like you said, the Nets, for example, if they do not trade Kyrie Irving, they do not have enough money for James Harden. Point blank. Sorry for the Nets fans out there. They don't. It's over. Philadelphia 76ers, I don't see it happening. I don't know. He really wants to go Brooklyn, I think, is his top priority. But I believe that the Houston Rockets organization is going to be like, listen, James, you're staying here. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think Harden will end up as a Rocket for the 2021-2022 season. No,
Yeah, but I agree with you on that. I don't think KD, Kyrie, and Harden would work. I think we talk about that on a future podcast. Yep. But – overall, I don't see anybody having the amount of stuff that the Rockets are looking for to kind of give up for a talent like James Harden. Like I said, I think he's a top three talent. I think Houston looks at him like that as well. You have to give up a lot for this guy. This guy's an animal with the ball. So that's the Harden situation. We want to hear where you guys think he's going to end up. Do you think he's going to go to Brooklyn? Do you think he's going to land in Philly? Or do you think he's going to stay in Houston? We'd love to hear, and I think we're maybe going to put a poll up on at Z89 Radio. So definitely go to Twitter. Look up at Z89 Radio, and we're going to put up a little poll, and we want you guys to kind of vote on that. Next topic I want to talk about, it's a little interesting. The Bucks made a lot of moves, and I think now they're kind of regressing.
Yep.
Two moves that they made off the top of my head, Bogdanovic from the Kings was traded allegedly to the Bucks.
Yep.
That's the thing that's up for question right now, but I'm going to go to the one that's 100% Drew Holiday.
Yes.
This was a huge deal. Drew Holiday was traded to the Bucks from the New Orleans Pelicans for Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, and three first-round picks.
Drew Holiday.
Jake, I want to hear what you think about this.
Listen, this is crazy to me because Drew Holiday is practically traded like Anthony Davis was a year ago. He's not – I don't believe he's the standard of Anthony Davis at all. And I feel like the Bucks gave up a lot – for Drew Holiday. And it's a do or die for Giannis. The Bucks have to win. I think that they need to win. If they don't win, Giannis is gone. That's it. I mean, the Bucks franchise is basically trying to get players to play with Giannis and have an all-star caliber, but like I said, if the Bucks don't win, goodbye Giannis. It's a do or die for the Bucks right now.
I agree with you on that. I think it is a do or die, but I think Drew Holiday is the most underrated player in the NBA,
okay,
besides for some people that think Devin Booker and Bradley Beal aren't good, which those guys I don't think were all-stars. I think they should 100% been all-stars over a bunch of guys that were in it.
Yep. So
I think other than those two guys, Jrue Holiday is the most underrated player. Great on the defensive side, great on the offensive side, works both ways on the ball, I think is great. I think three first-round picks was too much.
He's a great player.
Don't get me wrong. Me and Jake definitely understand that.
Too much.
Too much. But like you said, it's a do or die. They're doing anything to get this guy, and I think every team in the NBA knows it. Every team in the NBA knows if Giannis doesn't win a ring either this season or possibly next season, I don't know what his contract's looking like, it's pretty much over. So that's what's going on. And then I want to move on to the next one. So, Jake, you'll talk about it after. I don't know all the real details, what's going on. I know Bogdanovich was allegedly traded to the Bucks for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Arison Ilyasova. This trade, I thought, was good. I think Bogdan's an amazing three-point shooter. I think he could have really helped out the Bucks. But what I've been hearing recently, and I want you to talk about this, Jake, currently the NBA is investigating this. So do you know why? I want you to kind of go into that a little bit, tell all the viewers what's really going on so they get a good understanding.
Yeah, so like you said, Bogdan Bogdanovich was traded from Sacramento to Milwaukee. There are multiple reports that this was like a sign and trade deal between the Kings and the Bucks that would send Bogdan to the Eastern Conference, you know, leading to that Bucks future. But his plans now to enter restricted free agency, which is kind of confusing in both ways because we don't know how this happened. Is he traded? Is he staying? That's what the NBA is looking at right now because he was supposedly traded, but now he's planning to enter the free agent market as a restricted free agent. So we're very unsure about what's going on, and the NBA is looking into that. So Bogdanovich is not a 100% a Buck. We know Jrue Holiday is, but not Bogdan yet.
Yeah, so sorry for all the Kings fans out there listening. It's still up in the air. We'll bring this up next time. This isn't the last free agency we're going to be talking about, but we're going to move on to the next big thing. It's very sad if you haven't heard already. Klay Thompson was confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski to have torn a right Achilles. Terrible injury. So sad to hear about. Klay Thompson in the 2019 finals tore his left ACL.
It's back. To back. It was back-to-back injuries. He is now out for another season. I personally don't know how he's going to come back from this. These are two significant injuries. One of them is very hard to come back from, and now he's got another really extreme one. This is going to be really tough for Klay, and it's sad because people don't want to see Klay's career go downhill like this.
It's very sad to see. And I wanted to bring up a couple questions I wanted to talk about. First off, how much do you think the Warriors are affected by this injury?
I think the Warriors are affected a lot. I believe, and other people believe that I've been hearing, the Warriors cannot win a ring without Klay Thompson. I believe that you need Klay Thompson and Steph Curry to be fully healthy to win a championship. That's it.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but I do agree with you on that.
It's tough. It is tough. Don't get me wrong. Steph Curry, two-time MVP, great player, but I think he needs Klay.
Yeah.
I don't believe
he truly
can carry
a team. This is going to sound crazy, Jake. I think Klay Thompson heats up quicker than Curry. I think Klay Thompson will hit more three-pointers in a game than Curry, I truly believe. The guy is one of the best shooters I've ever seen. I think he'll go down as probably the second-best shooter because of obviously Steph Curry's accolades in his game. Yep. But Klay Thompson is a huge part of this Warriors dynasty, huge part of the team. It's so sad to hear because so many people are saying that this is Klay Thompson's lifeline. He's always had basketball in his life, and this first injury really hurt him because he's been out, and now he's out for another season with an Achilles injury, which I think is probably the worst injury you could get in basketball.
It's your movement of your foot, which is the most important thing of basketball. Definitely knees for the ACL, but the Achilles is just really bad.
Yeah, it's really sad to see, and that's going to be the last we talk about it. I hope everybody has it in your prayers. I hope for a speedy recovery for Klay.
So Klay Thompson went down, right? Klay Thompson now has a torn ACL. I mean, not ACL. He did have a torn ACL. Now he has a torn Achilles. Aiden, the Warriors just did something yesterday. What did they do?
The Warriors knew that this happened and they traded for Kelly Oubre. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast,
Yep.
Kelly Oubre started on the Suns, was traded to OKC, and now
And now
OKC just traded for another first round pick. So now he's
the
going to the
guy's been moving
Warriors.
all around, man.
Guy's been thrown around. I think this is a great move for the Warriors. Kelly Oubre, like I said at the beginning, he had a lot of highlights this year. He's posterizing Paul George, posterizing all these people. I'd recommend if you haven't seen this guy, go look him up and also keep him away from your
On highlights, yep.
girlfriends. But
Oh.
pretty much the guy's a dog. Guy's a great basketball player. And I think this is a great move for the Warriors. He could play the two or the three. I think this squad is going to be good. The only question is, can they win a ring without Klay? And I think it's possible. AD's
Yeah.
up right now. Nobody knows where he's going. It's assumed he'll be back with the Lakers, but who knows? This guy may
He's
want his
taking
own
his
team.
time. He's taking his time, and I think it's probably, I want to say,
The
maybe a
West is up in
70.
shambles right now. I'm going to say
Yeah,
clear out.
yep,
Houston has
yeah.
no clue what they're doing. LA doesn't know if they're getting back their star. The Warriors are pretty much injured. I don't know. I think Wiseman, Curry, Oubre, Green, Mannion.
They're going to be a solid team.
Yeah,
They're going to
don't
be a
get me wrong. They're
solid
not going to be
team.
the
Don't,
last place
yeah.
team anymore. I think they're a
Yeah.
playoff team, but they're not top of the playoffs. I think they
Yep.
sneak in, if anything. But that's about Kelly Oubre, and I want to move on to our last topic. Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward
Yes.
opted out of his $34 million contract with the Boston Celtics, so now he's going to be a free agent. Jake, do you have any spots where you can see him landing?
Gordon Hayward is a tough one, man, because
He had
the
a really
guy
bad injury.
suffered he suffered injuries with the Celtics. His career, I think it's shot. You know, I don't think he's going to be the player he was in Utah, but I don't know where this guy can land. I don't see him being an all-star again. I'm not sure where he's going to be. He's getting a little older now. This is a tough one. I'm really not sure. Gordon Hayward, I see him maybe as a role player, next to a star on the team already where he can help out.
Here's two places I like him, Jake.
I just don't see him on a team making his own team. Do you know what I mean?
Here's two places I see him, which I actually like.
Okay.
Indiana and New York. I think there's a lot of forwards on the New York Knicks, but I think he could go to the New York Knicks, get paid what he wants because the Knicks are just that dumb, and play there. I think they just drafted
Yeah, but the
Obi
Knicks just they
Toppin.
just drafted a forward.
But I think they could still go for him. I would like that move. I think Gordon Hayward's still a good
I
player.
like I do like your like when you said Indiana, I see him more Indiana than New York,
Yeah,
I
so
think.
that's I think that's it. That's what we're gonna be talking about. Just wait. We're gonna be coming back with a kind of part two of free agency. This is just kind of the beginning. We wanted to catch up on everything, but we want to hear what you guys think, what you like in free agency, some free agent moves that you want us to talk about. But that's pretty much it. Don't forget to tweet us at Z89 with your opinions. We're going to try to put up that poll on where you think James Harden is going to end up. But Jake, anything else?
Yeah, and guys, just stay tuned. We are going to be around covering NBA basketball and their free agency going on and their trade talks, everything going on, all the news, all the issues, everything. We are the Courtside Podcast, and we will see you guys later.
Peace out, guys.